Christian Parenting. Aloha, friends. Welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom and Raising Amazing. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
If we want to know what it looks like to truly, sincerely, accurately apply the wisdom of the book of Proverbs into our lives, I'd say let's look at the life of Jesus, because he did it, right?
Hey, friends, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad I get to hang out with you again today. And I hope you and your kids are enjoying this mini series here this summer on the book of Proverbs with the Swanson boys. Now, if you've been busy traveling or away from the podcast, I hope you can go back and catch 2 weeks ago, my son Luke, who's 19, was with me. Last week was Jonah, who just turned 22. And then today, Josiah wraps up this series. And I love so much what he shares. I've loved all of these episodes. But I do think that if your kids listen to these and if you can grab that free printable over in show notes, this is going to be a great foundation for them to grow in wisdom and in faith and to be prepared for the school year ahead. Now, about that printable, the printable is a topical guide to Proverbs, and it's really good for all of us. Like, I love it for me, but for our kids especially, this is a great one to print out, and it's really a helpful tool for when they're facing different things, when they need to make a decision, when they're feeling anxious, when they need to know the right thing to say, or when they're responding to discipline. This is all the kind of stuff we want in front of our kids. So be sure to go over, print that out, and give each of your kids a copy. And you can find show notes today at monicaswanson.com/Proverbs-Josiah. And I've been getting some really sweet feedback on the last two episodes. So thank you so much for spreading the word about this little mini series and for being in touch with me. I'm always so encouraged by your ratings and reviews wherever you listen. Those are super helpful. So if you haven't left one yet, that would be a real blessing. But I'm just really excited. And as you might remember, I came up with this idea to share on Proverbs, but Josiah came alongside and helped me figure out three different angles we might look at Proverbs from. And today Josiah gets to show us how Proverbs points us to the gospel. And I think this is really powerful. I ended it by saying, and I meant it with all my heart, that I can't wait to listen to this episode myself, because he was sharing just some really profound truths that I think he communicates in such a way that our kids are going to get it too. So grab the kids, have a listen. I'll have a few final words to say at the end. But without further ado, here's Josiah Swanson and I talking about how Proverbs points us to the gospel. I hope you're encouraged. Hey, Josiah, welcome back to the podcast.
Hey, Mom. Thanks so much for having me back. It's great to be here.
It's so great to get to talk this way. It's been a little while, and I'm having so much fun with this little mini series talking about Proverbs. So before we hop in to chat about that, can you catch everyone up on what you're doing in life? What's new?
Most definitely. So I'm living in this little town called Carpinteria, which is just south of Santa Barbara in California. And I'm adulting it right now. So just trying to figure things out post-college, working for a small software company in Santa Barbara and hanging out with church friends a lot and surfing when I can.
Right on. And not too far from your bro, Jonah, who was on last week.
That's right.
Yeah. You guys get to spend time together. So that's special. And yeah, I guess that's Mom, a good summary.
What have you been up to? I'll just say this because I kind of know a little bit about what you've been up to. Something I'm super excited about is your new book. And I know you've kind of sort of hinted at it in the public eye. So it's not, you know, a bad thing for me to be bringing it up here, but I just want to say I am so excited about it because I'm more in the know than most people would be.
That's right. Oh, so you're sneaking a little hint.
Yeah. I know, but I just want your listeners to know and to have it on the radar. I know it's a long ways away, but man, it's going to be a good one. And I'm super excited about it.
And I am smiling ear to ear hearing you say that. I'm so excited about this one too. And I can't decide when I'm going to really give the full disclosure, the full news, but probably pretty soon if it hasn't come out yet. So we're not teasing too much here.
So would I be right to say that you've been pretty busy with writing recently?
Yes, writing. And by the time this comes out, I'll probably be about to edit. And because it just seems like the minute you turn in a manuscript, pretty soon it comes back. And then it's your turn to edit. And it just goes back and forth a number of times. But yes, and just such a fun summer as we're recording. We have good friends who you know personally, who are missionaries staying with us. And we're having such a great time with them. And it's just summertime. It's beautiful. And the beaches and the water's warm. And so it's been really a good season right now. So, yeah. Thank you for asking. I don't often get to share stuff from my side. So that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I'm so excited to be there.
Yeah, you're going to visit. Weeks. Yes.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
In fact, this will come out. You'll be like arriving. Wait. You know when this is coming out? This is so much fun, everyone. On Josiah's birthday.
Oh.
This episode. What? Happy birthday, Josiah.
Wow.
Everyone is listening to this on your birthday if you catch it right away. Wow. Which is the week before you come home.
Hey, this is actually a great birthday present.
Isn't this fun? Happy birthday. Yeah. How old are you turning?
I don't know how. Somehow I'm 24.
What?
That just sounds so old.
You were born like last week.
I don't feel 24 at all. I feel like I'm maybe 21. Maybe. So I don't know how this is happening.
Oh, but
the days are flying by.
But you are wise beyond your years, and much of that, I will say, as our little segue, thanks to Proverbs and all the time you've spent.
No, I heard this thing recently. Which said, anytime you hear an old person tell you something, just trust them. They're probably right. And and people always say, man, time just flies by. And it feels like just yesterday I was so young. And I'm pretty sure that's exactly how everyone feels when they get old. Yeah,
it's true.
And I'm starting to realize that myself because, man, I look at Levi, I'm like, I remember going to Indo when I was 13, you know, like yesterday. And here I am, you know, more than 10 years later.
It's true. Crazy. It's so true.
Gotta make the most of our time, huh, Mom?
We do. We do. And I think you're doing a great job at that. And we could talk a lot more. In fact, maybe we'll have you back on because I'd love for you to share some of the other things you're doing outside of work
and surf.
You've been doing some really cool things. But we have some good stuff to talk about today. So I'm going to just dive right in. What people may not know is this little series, which I hope everyone's been enjoying. And if you've missed the last two, definitely go back and catch Luke and Jonah. But I wanted to do this series on Proverbs with you boys, but I turned to you to ask, like, how should we do it? And you came up with the idea for kind of the topical different angles each of the brothers would take. So thanks for doing that, mm-hmm. Siah.
Mm, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
And then today, we get to kind of wrap up this mini series. I feel like it's kind of wrapping up too quick, but you wanted to end this three-part series talking just about how Proverbs really helps us ultimately with our understanding of who Jesus is.
Yeah.
And I don't think this would be super obvious to someone just reading Proverbs for the first time. They'd be like, what? No, that's stretching it. But why don't you just dive in and lead us in this conversation? Tell us how that works. And yeah, maybe people might, you know, if you're a note taker, you might want to grab pen and paper here, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Mom. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've always just had such a fascination with the book of Proverbs. And I actually remember, these are fond memories of mine, listening to Proverbs. Mm-hmm. And this was before podcasts, so mm-hmm. before audiobooks, just CDs.
Well, you are old.
And I know. But man, I must have been 10 or 11 or 12, and Dad would drive me sometimes to Mokulaia to go surf. Mm-hmm. And it's those Mokulaia days for some reason that really stick in my mind, mm-hmm. where we were listening to Proverbs.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm sure we listened to other scripture outside of Proverbs, but for some reason, it's Proverbs that really just sticks out in my mind as just being so impactful for me. And I gotta say, Proverbs is one of those books where you could probably just live on it, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, we need the Gospels, and that's what I'm talking about today. Mm-hmm. But man, there's just so much. Like mm-hmm. even now, I was just combing through it before we hopped on, and I'm just seeing so much that I could just muse on and think about for days on end.
Yep.
But stepping back, we realize that all of this wisdom, all of this knowledge, without Christ, without a Savior, it is helpful because these are principles that are kind of universal. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like logic, right? Like if then, if you do this, then this, if you do this, mm-hmm. then that. But there's nothing in here that says, if you do this, then you'll be saved. And so there's this big question mark in our heads, even at the close of the book, which is, okay, but what about what happens after I die, right? Mm. What about my relationship with God? How are we going to figure that out? And Proverbs doesn't give us the answer. And so if this was a sermon, I would call it the proverbial man, because Jesus truly was the proverbial man. He is the man who, unlike anyone else, was able to take the wisdom of Proverbs and apply it to his life perfectly.
Wow.
And I just want to highlight a prophecy actually from 2 Samuel. So most likely people know that there's this connection between David, King David, and Solomon, right? So Solomon is the son of King David. But before Solomon was born, the prophet Nathan came to David to give him a prophecy. It was basically a vision that Nathan had. And he came to David and he said, when your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, so when you die, I will raise up one of your seed, so basically one of his kids, who will come forth and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be a father to him and he will be a son to me. And a little bit later, he says, "In your house and your kingdom shall endure before me forever. Your throne shall be established forever." And I think the question in our heads is, okay, so was this prophecy fulfilled in Solomon? And in part, it was, because it says, "He shall build a house for my name." Mm-hmm. However, Solomon's kingdom did not last forever.
Right.
Actually, it wasn't much later that the kingdom fell and Babylon and Assyria came in and but the point that I want to make, which is just maybe not on everyone's mind, is that Jesus is the true fulfillment of that prophecy, right? Because we know as Christians that the kingdom that Jesus brought, it is an everlasting kingdom. Mm-hmm. And as believers, we are citizens of that kingdom.
So good. Okay, you were just reading from 2 Samuel.
2 Samuel chapter 7.
Okay. We'll put that in show notes, and any other scripture he shares will be in show notes.
Yeah. And awesome. I just want to draw our attention to the first words of the Gospel of Matthew, where it says, "The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David."
Mm.
Right. So he's making this clear connection between the promises given to David and the life and ministry of the man Jesus.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. So just talking to the younger people here, did you know that Jesus had to grow in knowledge and wisdom? Did you know that? Because if you think about it, just logically, he was born as a baby, right? And so, and I don't think most of us picture Jesus as a baby, but if you take a minute to think about it, well, he probably looked like most babies, right? He was probably sucking his thumb, you know, and crawling around. And he wasn't just this weird, divine, like,
you're so right,
exception to the rule.
Right.
It's not like he came out of the womb just preaching, you know, standing up, walking around. And So what's absolutely crazy is that Jesus actually had to learn things, right? And this is something I hadn't considered much until recently, but there was probably a moment where Jesus was reading some Old Testament prophecies about the Messiah, and he realized that he was the Messiah they were talking about. And I was thinking about it recently, and how I remember, Mom, you and Dad would tell me about how the Jewish rabbis would sometimes memorize the whole Old Testament. And I think you were just trying to encourage me and
to memorize a verse,
the brothers, to just memorize maybe one or two verses. Like, come on, like kids your age back in, you know, Old Testament times. This was just a part of their lives. And you know, Jesus wasn't an exception. Jesus probably had most of the Old Testament, if not the whole thing, memorized.
Wow.
And I don't want us to think, oh yeah, but he was God. Like, okay, yeah, he was, but he is truly human. Meaning he had to diligently study and work so hard to memorize scripture. And oh my goodness, I love to think about this when he's being challenged by Satan. Everyone know this? When he's in the wilderness being tempted by Satan, he quotes from Deuteronomy 6 two times, and he quotes from Deuteronomy 8. And if you think about it, he's not like we are today with our phones in our pocket, whipping them out. Oh, I got a scripture to share for you. Let me just look it up really quick so I can quote it. No, he had it memorized. And he had so much scripture memorized that he knew exactly the verse that would address that particular temptation in that particular moment.
Amazing.
And so all this to say, if we want to know what it looks like to truly, sincerely, accurately apply the wisdom of the book of Proverbs into our lives, I'd say let's look at the life of Jesus, because he did it, right?
Yeah. Hey guys, I hope you're enjoying this conversation. I just want to pause real quick to tell you about something very cool now available over at the Christian Parenting website. Okay, so there is the cutest little prayer journal. I'm looking at mine in front of me. It is called Marked by Prayer, and it is a weekly prayer journal for parents, and it will guide you through praying for your kids every week of the school year. Each week presents a new topic to journal and pray about. Topics include things like generosity, self-discipline, salvation, identity, godly friendships, and more. These are all the things we want our kids to be marked by, attributes that we want them to be marked by. Well, we are guided to pray for these things. And then there's a little section for journaling, some suggested scriptures. You guys, it's really, really good. So you can get your copy over at the website, cpgive.org. Again, the letter CP is in Christian Parenting, give.org. Request your school year prayer journal, and I think you're going to really enjoy it. And then something fun to go with that. If you want to listen to a podcast that is going through these guided prayers and a reflection, Pardon the Mess podcast each Monday is going to be doing that. Now, Pardon the Mess is an awesome podcast. It was Christian Parenting's like OG, their original podcast before the rest of us joined. And it's so good anyways. But on Mondays, they're going to be taking you through the guided prayer and reflection from this prayer journal. So definitely tune in to Pardon the Mess on Mondays. I think it's going to be so good. I can't wait for that. All right, friends, now we'll get back to today's conversation. I hope you enjoy. Hey friends, with Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift you might get your mom? I know every year I try to think of something unique, and I'm so excited to get to tell you about a really good idea. MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your mom a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com will compile all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook if you prefer, using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, and the challenges she has overcome. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Now, recently, I was able to order MyLifeInABook.com for my mom, and I cannot wait to hear all of her stories. She has such great stories. I can't wait to see them all in a book form. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code Monica at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. Again, that's MyLifeInABook.com and use code Monica for 10% off today.
And now I just want to step into the gospel, right? Because at the end of the day, none of us are going to apply the wisdom of Proverbs perfectly. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say this because a lot of people miss this point. Jesus didn't just come to set an example for us, to show us how to do these things, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus came to actually accomplish salvation for us. Mm-hmm. So, a little quiz, Mom, for you. Do you know what the word propitiation means?
Man, by definition, why don't you help us out? I'd rather you get it spot on.
Yeah. So it's kind of a word that you only see in religion, but you could probably use it in other places. But basically, it means to win or regain the favor of a person by doing something that pleases them.
Oh, I would not have gotten that right. Say it again one more time.
So propitiation is to win or regain the favor of a person by doing something that pleases them. And honestly, I've definitely been in situations with you and Dad, I think when I was younger, where I was in trouble and I was just trying to make things up to you. And, you know, I'd quickly do some dishes or, you know, clean up my room and, you know, like, hey, maybe my punishment won't be so bad if, you know, I kind of clean up my act really quick. And so that's, you know, that's propitiation.
Interesting.
Yeah, definitely. And so, but the point I'm trying to make is this. Jesus didn't come to just be a good teacher and to just show us what a good life looks like, although that was part of it. He came to be a propitiation, meaning this. Each of us, like the Bible says in Romans 3:23, has fallen short of the glory of God. So there's this standard that God has set for all people. And all of us, there's no exceptions here, all of us have failed to meet that standard. And when we read something like the Sermon on the Mount, which is probably the most famous teaching from Jesus, what it shouldn't do is encourage us. What it shouldn't do is help us figure out how to, you know, get our act together. No, when we read it, it should condemn us because we realize that we might look kind of clean and good on the outside, but our hearts are broken. Our hearts are dark. Our hearts are sinful. Yeah. And when we start to consider exactly what that standard is that God has given for us, wow, we are just on a path straight to hell, honestly. And that's what the Bible teaches us, is that that's what every one of us deserve for disobeying God. And so what Jesus really did, and all that hard work he did, even as a kid, as a 12-year-old, spending time in the temple, learning, it was for us. It was for us. It was because of his love for us. He lived a life that none of us could live, so that when he went to the cross, he could propitiate on our behalf and please the Father in such a way that something called the Great Exchange could happen, where we get what we never deserved because Jesus took the punishment that we deserve for our sin.
Wow. That is so incredible, solid.
Right?
It's incredible.
And I'll just read from Romans 8, 3 through 4. This is great. This is the gospel in retrospect. Paul, looking back at what Jesus did, it says this: for what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And some of you are probably thinking, okay, well, if Jesus did all this, then why even study Proverbs? Why even try to live in a way that that pleases God? Because Jesus has done it for us. And here's what's crazy is God hasn't only saved us from our sins. He's given us new desires.
Yes.
So he took that dead heart and he made it alive. And that's why we read the book of Proverbs. Because... And hey, if any of us listening, and maybe mommy can relate to this, if you're saved a little later in life, you can actually look back to times in your life where you read the Bible and it didn't make sense. And you would read Proverbs and you'd say, what is this? This is not relevant to me. This doesn't make sense. It doesn't matter at all. And I can say so confidently that God has changed my affections to the point that now when I read Proverbs, I say, whoa, this is good stuff. Like, I need this. I want this.
Yeah.
And in John 14, right before Jesus is crucified and leaves his disciples, he says something really surprising. He says, it's better that I go. It's better that I go, because if I go, I will send the Helper. And what's so incredible, and the Helper, by the way, if you don't know, is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit not only tells us right from wrong, the Holy Spirit gives us the power to live out a godly life. So the Holy Spirit, as believers, the Holy Spirit is going to show us how significant the wisdom of Proverbs is. And then he gives us the power to actually live out the wisdom that is provided in the text.
Okay. So good right there. That is incredible. Right? And we can so take that for granted, but what a beautiful way of putting that whole story together. Wow. Thank you. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
So for anyone discouraged, because maybe as you've been listening to this series, you're reading Proverbs and thinking, this is too hard, I'm failing, God has help for you through his Holy Spirit. And it's available to everyone, right?
To everyone who puts their trust in Christ and what he's accomplished for them. Because the last three words Jesus said on the cross, you know what he said, Mom?
He said, it is finished.
Yes, that's right. It is finished. Meaning there's nothing I can do to add to the perfect life of Jesus. But what I can do in response to the grace he's shown me is to obey him.
That's right.
And to look at the wisdom of Proverbs and say, wow, this is the way I want to live my life, because this is the good design that my Heavenly Father has provided for me. And what's so cool about the wisdom of Proverbs and just the wisdom of the Bible in general, not only is it just a good thing to obey God, but there are blessings, right?
Like, I was just going to say, you know, it's funny
health
that
health and safety and peace and security, like all these things that Proverbs talks about, that's legit. Like, that's actually what you get when you take God at his word and you obey him.
Oh, it so is.
We have nothing to lose.
That's absolutely right. It's a win-win. We please God and there are blessings. And yet we have an enemy that wants to do everything possible to stop us from discovering that, right? It's like, just does not want, especially young people, to figure out early on that this is actually the path to the most joyful, best life possible.
Yeah. And just to all those kids out there, I just want to say, even now being a bit older, it seems that every time I open the word I open the Bible, or every time I come to God in prayer, there are just a million and a half reasons to just get distracted and do other things. I just want to make this point that there is a spiritual battle going on, and there's more than just what you see that is kind of competing for your attention. There are evil forces at work all around us that are trying to keep us, just like Mom said, from the wisdom that God has given us, from his commands, from all of the things that are going to just make our lives better. And so just fight that. Like, don't think that it's just a trivial thing. Like, oh, you know, I'm just hungry, so I'm just going to go get a bowl of cereal. No, like, there's a spiritual war going on, and Satan will use any tactic he can to, like you said, Mom, keep you from the word, keep you from all those things that are going to give you life. And I would say, treat it like a battle. Like, every day, you know, this is warfare.
Yes. And so great. Oh, thank you, Josiah. Well, I think I would love to ask you if perhaps you will, in just a moment, close us with a prayer. And if there's any kids listening who are like realizing right now that maybe they haven't even begun that relationship with God and maybe want an opportunity, I'd love for you to kind of offer that opportunity. Before we close with that, though, just because I'm rounding out the three of you, I thought perhaps you'd share a couple of the Proverbs that have most shaped your life growing up, or a favorite proverb or two. And that would be fun to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, once again, to the kids, I heard this thing last year. It was so good. It was basically some kid coming to a pastor saying, hey, what advice do you have for me at this stage of my life? And the pastor said, hey, like, there's a lot we could talk about because the Bible is full of so many different stories and so much wisdom. But hey, there's really just one thing you got to focus on right now. And I was like, whoa, just one thing. And you know what he said?
What?
Honor your father and your mother.
Stop.
I was like, whoa, like, that's just so profound. And because when you're young and you're still in your parents' house, that is the number one way you honor God. And by doing that, you learn so much about who God is. And so the first proverb I'll share is
Proverbs. I'm just going to break in there and say I'm really happy you get to spend more time with Levi this summer.
Proverbs 1:8, it says this: hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching.
There we go.
And it goes on, but I just love that alone. Okay, another one, which I was surprised to find. I don't think my brothers have shared this yet.
I don't think
this is probably my favorite little memory verse from Proverbs.
Says
in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight.
Everyone has to memorize that.
You got it.
Required memorization, kids.
That's right.
So good. So good.
And I'll give you one more. Proverbs 15:16. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and turmoil with it.
Wow. That's profound.
And it's this notion that heaven isn't heaven without Jesus or without God, right? So if you have all of the treasures of heaven, but God's not there, it's not heaven. Because what makes it heaven is being with God. And so if you don't have a proper understanding of who God is, if you don't have the fear of the Lord, then what is treasure going to do for you? You know?
That is awesome.
You can't take that with you when you die.
No, so. You can't.
There you go.
Wow. Thank you.
So much more we could talk about, right?
Right.
It's loaded with so much, but
I don't think it's very often that I wrap up an interview and think, I can't wait to listen to this when it comes out, because I want to hear everything you shared again.
Yeah.
Because not only is it seriously super profound, but I think you just put it together incredibly well. So
thanks,
Southern
Mom.
California Youth Ministries, look for Josiah if you need a little guest message there.
Thank you so much, Mom, for having me read Proverbs growing up, you know, and for seeing that it is so crucial that you train me up in the way I should go, for I will not depart from it. Mm. Right. That's from Proverbs, you know? And so, to all the parents out there, it's hard. Some days are really challenging, but I think I'm proof and my brothers are proof that when you train your kids in a way that, that fears the Lord, you fear them and you teach your kids to fear them too. There's so much blessing in that.
Wow.
Just keeps giving and giving.
Well, thanks. I can't wait till you get to experience it yourself.
Honestly, I've been thinking more about that recently. I can't wait myself.
You're going to be a good dad. Well, would you do us the honor of praying for the kids and just close us off with prayer, and then I'll have a few final words to say after that, but thanks.
Yeah. All right. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for the opportunity to get on this podcast and talk with my mom and to talk to many people out there who come from just so many different backgrounds and so many different walks of life. And I even think of the prophecy given to Abraham that through Jesus, all of the nations of the world would be blessed. And right now we're kind of witnessing that because so many different people from so many different places are kind of coming together to hear from my mom and to hear from the word of God. And I just think that's a really special thing. So thank you for that, God. I was hearing about a testimony recently of someone who was very, very young and chose to follow Jesus. And to that young person, it was so simple. She basically just said, I know that I need something, and I know that Jesus is the one who will give it to me. And so I trusted in him. And really, that's all that it is realizing that I am a sinner, and I have disobeyed God, and I have lost an opportunity to know him as my father. And so now I need to trust in Jesus and the work that he did for me so that I can have that relationship with God again. And so, God, I just pray for anyone out there who is right now in this moment realizing that they have disobeyed you and there's nothing they can do on their own to have a relationship with you again and to be made right with you. I just pray that they would maybe even for the first time, trust in Jesus and choose to follow him. And I pray that in doing that, they would discover everlasting life, which you say is to know God and to know Jesus who you sent. So pray for them. And I just pray that we would continue to read your word all of the time, that it would be like a light to our feet and a lamp into our path. And it would just lead us in all of the ways we should go. So thank you so much, God, for your word. And thank you for your son who you sent to save us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Josiah. And I'm sure we'll have you back again. So appreciate your time.
Hey, you're so welcome.
Happy birthday. Thank you for having me. Happy birthday.
What a great birthday present. I love it. I love it.
I do too.
All right, till next time.
Aloha. See ya.
Aloha.
All right, friends, I hope you enjoyed that conversation. And again, it means so much to me when you share these episodes with your friends. And you can do that by taking a screenshot of your phone and sharing it to an Instagram or Facebook story. That's super helpful. If you do, please tag me on Instagram. I'm at @MonicaSwanson_. And I love to reshare those and to say thank you. So also word of mouth. Just tell your friends about this podcast. This series is so special to me, and I think it can encourage and help a lot of families. So thank you for all of that. Also, ratings and reviews are always such a blessing. Wherever you listen to this podcast, there are some little place where you can just tap on 5 stars to leave that rating. And if you want to leave a few words about what you love most about the podcast, I read every review and they bless me so much. So thank you in advance for that. All right, friends, next week we are back to another highlight chapter from Raising Amazing. So if you don't have your book yet, please get a copy. We are going to go through chapter 4, which is about raising a child who loves God, what it means, how we can instill and nurture faith in our kids, because though there are no guarantees, we are not sovereign, only God is, there's a lot we can do. And I'm going to touch on some of the most important things we can do to nurture faith in our kids next week. So hope you enjoy that. Grab your book, maybe grab a buddy to listen together, or maybe go over reflection questions at the end. But end of every month, I'm going through one chapter from Raising Amazing. Okay, thanks for being here. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time, aloha.